Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nate Wiggins met with the media at OTAs in Owings Mills.
Having the vets in and going against them every day here?
Probably just the tempo of the game for real, just the speed, just going fast. You know, college, I mean, you just go with the flow. That it's not like it's quick, everything fast, so you got to get it set. And, yeah, just tempo.
Nate, what would you say is the biggest thing you've learned so far in your, you know, a little over a month since getting drafted?
What I learned? My biggest thing I learned probably just my time management. It's just everything in the big league. So this is my job, so I just got to be here, be ready to go every day.
Brandon was just saying he's trying to take more of a leadership role, even though he thinks he's a youngin. So I guess, what has it been like working with him? What have you learned from him so far?
It's been good. You know, he's been here a couple of years, so it's been good just learning under him. He just teaches me the defense, teaches me how to lift weight, teaches me how to eat. So it's been good. Just playing like a Raven, being physical. I mean, that's what we scribe on here, so, I mean.
Seems like you've had a lot of matchups with Tez Walker. Just how's that been going in practice? Is it kind of fun to reunite that? I know you met in college also.
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, we both getting better every day, so, I mean, yeah, it's been fun.
I heard you're working on your technique a lot. I mean, obviously, especially at the line of scrimmage. What do you think is really key about, you know, before the season, about getting your technique down at the line of scrimmage?
Just getting hands on early, just not relying on my speed as much as I used to do in college, or just getting hands on, beating receivers up.
You know, coaches were talking about your recovery speed and how you can make up if something goes wrong, but is that a different margin of error, even in these OTAs you sense, hey, it's harder to recover if something goes wrong in coverage?
I really don't be like trying to get in recovery now. I've been trying to like stay in front of the receiver, so it haven't been like a lot of recovery going on. So,
Nate, who's been the most difficult receiver to cover for you so far?
Probably Bateman. He's just shifty, a lot of quickness in the route. So,
who've you got the most fun guarding?
Most fun, probably Zay Flowers. Yeah.
What makes you say that? Why is Zay the most fun to cover?
Just because we met up in college, so like we both know how like we both fast, so it's just fun to compete.
Nate, there's been this consistent theme of how you are in the meeting rooms, asking questions, studying. Can you elaborate more on your football IQ and that side of you that wanting to constantly study and learn?
I just know I want to play, so I just know in the position I want to be in. I know I got to learn it, so it don't matter like if it's corner, nickel, safety. I want to play, so I just try to get to know everything, everybody's job.
I mean, I know in college confidence was a big part of your game. How have you tried to carry that with you to this next level?
I don't think it's left. I think it's still there. I think my confidence is still big. That's part of my game, so. I just really transferred from college to here.
I know Zach Orr was a big fan of you, very excited that they drafted you. What has it been like going from getting to know him through the draft process to having him as your coach?
It's exciting. Like, he just got a lot of energy. In every meeting, 8 o'clock in the meeting, he got energy. So I feel like he brings energy to us. So, yeah.
Nate, how do you manage expectations of yourself, both as a first-round pick but also as one of the youngest players in the league?
I really don't look at it that way. I just look at it like I'm another player. I mean, I don't really look at it like I'm the youngest. I don't really, you ain't gonna never hear me say, like, use that excuse because I'm here now. I think I'm ready for it. So I just play ball.
Hey, you talk about getting your hands on wide receivers earlier in routes. Is there any other aspect of your game that coaches are really working on you with?
Probably just trying to just not get in the recovery phase, like you said, the recovery phase, and that going to like get hands on early.
Yeah, I think we last talked to you before the schedule came out. Is there any, I know it's a long ways away, but is there any excitement for you at week one being the defending champs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long, like you said, it's a long way, but yeah, we looking forward to playing at Mahomes. I'm ready for it. We're going to be ready. I feel like I'm going to be ready for it, so.
All right.
Thank you.